Tani belong like this. Ha-meisetas riyah. Somebody moves or picks up that riyah. The first riyah that a zav sees. Shabesham riyah mim tovin. Besham riyah has a chumra like a zav. It has tumas masa on it. So it's a sofati ketumra. Ha-meisetas riyah mim tovin. Still holds on its Torah. That since it only has nothing like a balkeri, and shich vazel has no tumas masa, therefore it's only tomei b'maga and not tomei b'heset. Mishkavos u'mashavos shebein riyah rishona l'riyah shniyah. What's going to be if the man sits on something in between the first riyah and the second riyah? So b'sham again holds tomei. We have to wait to see. Maybe it's tomei. And Sati say he sees again tomorrow. It's mistaken to make him tomei from yesterday. Uvesil has no matayrim, that even when the Zav sees a second time, he only becomes Tami from then on, not from before. Uvetani Reisha wasn't saying the Reisha, that a Royu Riachas shall Zav, somebody sees the first Ri of Zav, that Besham Yom Kishmeros Yom Kinegad is like a Shmeros Yom Kinegad Yom, that the Safatum, you have to wait till tomorrow. Alma, what do we see from here? That Shmeros Yom Kinegad Yom, the Besham is Tolan, that's a Tumah. The Rashi says, Alma, and you say what? According to Avun, even the second day she is Tomei. So it's not like you're saying. You're saying according to Beisham, the second day she is Tomei, and the Yitzmash, no, it's only Tomei. We have to see if she really sees the second day, then she'll become Tomei. If she doesn't see, she's not Tomei. She's like a boil shemeres yom keneged yom. She's tamei the whole day midrabanan, even though she doesn't see, even though she went to the mikveh, still she's tamei midrabanan. So the question was over here, that how come over here we say Alma Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom LeBeisham My Tolim? It's only like a Sofik Tum. We just have to wait to see that if she sees. Now what happened here was she saw on the seventh day between these 11 days between Nida and Nida, and then on the eighth day she went to the mikvah in the morning and she didn't see yet. So it says that all the din is just Tolim, means we have to wait to see that if she doesn't see the rest of the day, it's Torah whatever she touches. But if she does see, then it becomes Tamei. But it's a corporal, as long as Rafuna says, according to Beishamai, even the next day she's tumming with Rabbanah the whole day. So Moshe says, late time we don't say, the other pshat is, that a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, don't say that the Zav the first day is like a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, Elaim, rather say like this, it's Kaboyo Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. It's like he was Boyo, a Shemeres Yom. Rashi says, Elaim, Kaboyo Shemeres Yom, Demoy de Rafuna, the Dila, that the Shani Liachat Filosa, she Taylor calls the man Shlerosa, the Antimosa Law of Philom Rabbanan. That Rafuna agrees that the man that lives with her, he himself is Torah. That's what Rafuna said, that a Shemeres Yom, the second day is Tomei, it's only she. She is Tomei Rabbanan the whole day. But if again, what happened was she saw on the seventh day, then the eighth day in the morning she goes to the mikvah, and then they live together. So the lochu is the husband remains Torah. If she does not see the next day, the husband remains Torah. That's what the Avunah said, that she's Tamar the second day, it's only she is Tamar the not the husband. So what's the question? Why? Maishra, but here also, here that Beishamai says it's a Sofer Tumah, means it's like a boil Shemeres Yom, like the husband, not like she, the Shemeres Yom herself. So Maishra says, what kind of smell is this? Maishra, Ihu, Tilei Metami Mishkova Maishra, how come the husband, we say, even though he lives with his wife, that she's a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, he remains tall, or if she doesn't see the rest of the day, or Maishna Ihi the Metamelei, and a Metamelei, and how come she, we say, is coming to the Rabban, what should be the difference? So my answer is, Ihi the Leishkichi Bei Domim, the Baal that doesn't have Dam by him, that the Mekor HaTumma does not come from the Baal, therefore the goes of the Rabban, the Rabban is not making very, he's coming now. Again, he lived with his wife when the second day, so if she does not see the rest of the day, he remains tall. There's no reason to make a turim rabbanan on him, because for him it's not shechir to see dam. Mashein came she, teshchichi badam, by her it's normal for her to see dam. And so by her goes with the Rabbon, the Rabbon made it very by her to say that even the second day, even before she sees them, still she's coming with the Rabbon. The other one says, so maish no mishkav moishav, te mitamilei, o maish no boyo, te mitamilei. Again, how come the issue we say is coming with the Rabbon is such a strong tumor, that even her mishkav moishav becomes tummy? And how come the Rabbon did not see fit to make his day upon the husband, that he's not even tummy at all? So the answer is yes, again, Mishka b'moshav b'shchichi, it's normal that she should sit or lie on something, therefore metamale, therefore the Rabbanan said yes, on the second day, even before she sees them, still those things are coming with the Rabbanan. But Boyle, to say that she should live with her husband, to lay shchich, it's not shchich, but live with her husband that day, because anyway, it's a suffix, maybe she will see during the second day, and then it comes out that she was tummy in the morning, and then he had no right to live with her. So min hastam, a husband does not live with his wife the second day, with the Shemaras Yom Kineged Yom, the second day, even after she went to the mikvah. Still, they do not live together. So it's not shkiyach to live together. Therefore, no matamah, therefore, the Rabbanan did not make any tumah. Talmud says, Tanan, learnt in our Mishnah, Tanan, Tov lo yom shel achrov, if she went to the mikvah the next day, again, she saw that on the seventh day, and then she went to Shemaras Yom to the eighth day in the morning, and then she went to the mikvah, and they live together. It says the Mishnah Reizu Tabas Ro, like it's something wrong what they did, because again, like Magan would be lost in Tulian, it's a suffix, we have to see what happens. They really not supposed to live together on the next day, because maybe she'll still see Dam later on in that day. And if she does see Dam, that's the second time she sees Dam, then sort of entire together, as if she was coming the whole time. That's what Mishnah says. So you see clearly on the second day, it's only a suffix whether she's coming or not, if she sees. And such he does not see she's tall. So again, it's not like Rav Huna. Samara says, my love doesn't wish to me to say divi hakol, he goes according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai. So again, it's not like Rav Huna. So Samara says, loy, okay, if Shana Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel, he only goes according to Beis Hillel. Then Echnami, not according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would be like Rav Huna says, that she'll be Tomei Vade Midrabonim. The time is one like this. Omu lem nebiudu Beis Hillel. The Yehuda said back to Beis Hillel, V'chi lizu, or some of the years of Beis Shammai, Yom Lohem Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, V'chi lizu atem kerm tabis ro. In this case here, where they live together on the second day after she went to the mikvah, that's just called the tabis ro, or their action, V'alo l'niskav v'nzeh l'boyle f'nida. That knowledge, Beis Shammai Yehuda, is considered now as if he went to be boyle like nida. For the Gemara nida said about it, she's not a nida, she's in the middle of Yilal of Yom. She only saw one day, now the next day already. Elaim Rav is saying Laburas Azova that you have Kavona not to live with a Zova, she has Tuma Zova on her. For the Gemara Zova Sagabat, she's not a Zova. She only saw yesterday, and she waited the Shemaras Yom, she waited till the next day in the morning, and she went to the mikvah. So Vadim and Rai says she has no Tuma on her right now. So she's not a Zova either right now. Elaim Rav, the Shemaras meant it like this. Laboya Shemaras Yom Kineged Yom, Azariah Terafunda. That Basham himself is complaining to say Basham, you can't call this a Tarubas Raw. No, it's still he's doing a Vadi Averim with Rabbanim, because she is Tomei. But the Rabbanim of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom is Tomei. And therefore, it's not right that the husband should live with her. She has a Vadi Din, a Tumor with Rabbanim. Itmar, we don't like this now. Look, Gemara. Siri, what's going to be the Loch where she sees on the 10th day of these 11 days? So far, the Mishnah talks about what she sees on the 11th day. That's a machlokes by Shammai and Basilo, whether she needs a Shimma midirais or not. And Basilo holds no, she sees on the 11th day, so at night time when she can go to the mikvah, she could become Tor midiraisa. What's going to be if she sees on the 10th day? So, Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Noma Asiri Kichi. That Asiri, Pashim according to Basilo, has locha like Chi, that midiraisa she needs a Shimma. She sees on the 10th day, she cannot become Torah until the 11th day in the morning after she makes a little bit shimmer, then she can first go to the mikvah. Same halacha like the 9th day. Machi, just like on the 9th day, boy shimmer, but he writes that she has to wait the next day, part of the next day. Fasiri, the same thing, she sees on the 10th day, the same halacha, boy shimmer, she can't go to the mikvah yet, she has to wait till the next day. That's Rabbi Yechonon. Where Shlokas Shomano, Shlokas says, Asiri, it's kechad also, the 10th day is a halacha like the 11th day. My echidos is at the 11th day. Loi boy shimma does not need shimma at all. Midiraisa they still hold that since the 12th day cannot be mitzvah. So that's it. If she sees on the 11th day, she could become Torah that night. So Resh Lakish shows Arif Asiri, the same thing, the tenth day also is Loi Boi Shim, does not need Shim and Midiraisa. Therefore she sees on the tenth day at night time she can go to the mikvah. And he could be master some law in Lahore, this Shailor, Aho, and this Aloha. The Rama Reb Lord Reb Azariah, the Rabbi Akiva, Lord Reb Bachar Akiva, Afilu Atomar bin Bishemin, Bishemin Kola Yam Kula, even if he had oil, aren't oil the whole day, Amy Shemalacho, I won't listen to you. And rather the din is Chatzi Luk Shemin Lutaida, that there at Samachwek is how much Shemin you have to put into the Chalis by a Korban Taida. No, you have to have by Korban Taida 40 lechems, 4 different types, 10 apiece. The Shalom is how much Shemin has to put into each part. So there Rashi says, B'Shemin, B'Shemin. There Rabbi Lezer is back to the Kiva, that God, the Ravucha, Rashi says, Shotayda, the Lechem of Ravucha, it's golden with hot water. The Noch is correct, Beis Midas. The Exilus says, the Hikrib al Zevach HaTayda. Uxiv Tlosra, it says 3 times B'Shemin. The time went like this. You know, then the word just says, B'Shemin Yisrael, and the Kol HaMnoch is a Lug. All the Mnochas need only one Lug of Shemin. Tamlema, B'Shemin, B'Shemin. The chalos urikikin by chalos urikikin says shemin shemin and ribu yach ribui lemayet mechatzin lug. The other they do not need a lug, they don't need a chatzin lug a piece. So the chalos urikikin don't need a chatzin lug a piece. That's what the Kiva says. So Lezer ben Azariah says back to him, I'm not going to listen to you. And yishemei lecho elo the lochu is chatzin lug shemin l'toida. Rashi says ein yishem lecho lum by dover zemenik. I'm not going to learn this out from the posik. Why? Because this thing is rather shalach l'moshe misinai, the shalach l'moshe misinai. That all you need is a chatzi luk shemin for these chalas on the korban teida. Or reviyas yam and nozer. That the nozer is chayiv if he drinks reviyas yayin, or some of the gears or reviyas shemin. That by korban the nozer brings also has to have shemin there. That the nozer has to have reviyas shemin. And the yachar also yam the din of these 11 days should be nidul nida. Again, when Isha first has the period, so she's tummy for Nida for 7 days, and then the next 11 days in between one period and another period has a special locha that she could become a Zava during these 11 days, is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. These things are not Menapsukim, but the halachas of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So now, my halacha, what did the Blazer of Ben Azai mean to say that these days, 11 days, is called Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Rashi says it's mashma that the 11th day itself has a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai. See what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechon Noma halacha yud aleph. Resh Lakish shaymar halacha is echad asa. That's what the halacha is. And like this, Rabbi Yechon Noma halacha echad asa means echad asa hu d'loy boy shim. And Echnam is a special halacha that if you see on the 11th day, then midiraisa, you don't have to have shimmer. Midiraisa, since the 12th day, cannot even start to make her into a zavah. So therefore she sees on the 11th day, that's it. At night time she stops sin, she can go to the mikvah at night. But only the 11th day, but holy achrini, if she sees on the 10th day, of it shimur, that midiraisa, if she sees on the 10th day, she'll be tummy until the 11th day comes, and she has a little bit shimur in the morning, then goes to the mikvah. And the chiddush here is, even though if you see on the 10th day, it's not possible to come as zavah gedola. Because the zavah gedola is only you see 3 days out of these 11 days. So this time, when you see on the 9th day, then for sure you have this in the Shemar Siyayim. Because you could see the 9th, you could see the 10th, you could see the 11th, you become a Zavah Gadayla. But when you first see on the 10th day, at most you'll see the 10th and the 11th. Only two, and Isha does not become Tamei, Zavah Gadayla after 2 times. So that's the Shaila, since you can't come with Zavah Gadayla, so you still need a Shimmer or not. So, Rabbi Yechon says, yes, only the 11th day does not need Shimmer. But if you have a 10th day, midi rice, you're going to have to wait until the 11th day in the morning, and then first go to the mikvah. For Resh Lakish Shomar, Resh Lakish says no. Resh Lakish Shomar, halacha is echad asar. It means two, like, v'lo yechad asar boi shimel, v'lo shimel asiri. There are two halachas in the Valtia. They're not the 10th, they're not the 11th. Both do not need shimel. So, kids, that's the smachlokas in Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. So, now the question, is it true? Hani halachas ninwa, these things learn out from halachas lachar asar misinai, the Qurahani Kroinin, we learn out these things from Sukkim. The Tanya would learn like this. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Haro Yagimu Yomibat Chilas Nida Ritzufim Tezova of Anisha Stam when it first has a period. She sees 3 days straight. In 3 days she sees Dam. Each day, one she sees Dam. 3 days straight, one after another. Tez, maybe that alone is enough to make a resolve for Gedolom. Omani, Mikhaimara, do what the Pasuk says. Isha kisi yezava, dam yezava, means beroy echod. When do we say the din is that she's only tummy for one day, not more, as long as she sees one day? Rashi says, Yochel aroy gim yam betchilis nida, lesfiras zayin ikiyim, on the korban, that she'll need zayin ikiyim and a korban. Dechsiv yam and rabu kamatsuch was sfiras or korban. That any time she sees 3 days, she'll have to have zayin ikiyim and a korban. Oh man, what am I doing with the pastor? Says she's over, zova, or amma vapash, rishonish, go hitzrach. Sfiras nikiyim, but she doesn't need a korban and nikiyim. That's broya yonech, which she saw just one day. But maybe any time she sees 3 days, she has been of a zova, she needs a zayin nikiyim, and she has to bring a korban. On this time, the Dashna Pasuk says no, it says